A team of nursing researchers are embracing the tools of the future and evaluating how they can be the tools of today. Professor Kelly Connor, Associate Professor Jenny Alderton, and Assistant Professors Jason Blomquist and Sarah Llewellyn published their work on artificial intelligence in the journal Nursing Education Perspectives. The team's cutting-edge project evaluates appropriate ways to incorporate large language models, such as ChatGPT, into nursing education through a delegation framework.
Well, we started this over a year ago when it was really just emerging, and I think that we all recognize that this really changes everything for nursing students, like how students learn what they're doing. It changes things for faculty, for how we evaluate students and assign assignments. And we really, I think all of us feel strongly that it's going to change what we do in healthcare, where there's going to be different ways of using AI for documentation, and we need to make sure students are prepared for being able to critically think about what it can offer and how to use it effectively.
Said Connor.
This was an innovative group who wants to try new things, and I think we actually came out of it as a, this is a new tool, let's see what it does.
Yep.
And I think we were all kind of like, maybe it's great, maybe it isn't, but what are the rules?
Nurses learn the delegation framework to enhance accountability and responsibility in their decision-making processes.
Can I back up and say, for non-nursing folks who haven't had the idea of the delegation models rolled into them, really it's a decision-making tree, right? You're deciding in this particular moment for this particular task, is this the right tool or the right person, and then how do I make sure that if I am saying you can do this task, I'm following up and making sure it's done correctly. So it's more of a decision-making model than anything.
Said Blomquist.
One of the key pieces with the delegation model is that it requires supervision and closed-loop communication at the end to successfully complete a delegated task.
Their publication acknowledges existing concerns about the validity, reliability, and ethics of using large language models. They view its incorporation into education as an opportunity for faculty to teach students how to appropriately use AI before entering the workplace.
Well, and I think our goal for the publication was to let faculty know that they're probably going to need to teach students how to do it, and to not be afraid of it, and not necessarily embrace it fully, be skeptical of what it can do and what it can't, but that's
right.
Where the model comes in, is making a decision based on what it can do.
Said Llewellyn.
And making sure, again, that students know how to use it
correctly.
I think for us, that was the thing of understanding if students are using it, and we're going to assume that they're using some form of these things, are they understanding? Because that's part of learning in a college setting, is knowing how to use your tools and use them correctly and know what we use as professionals.
The team acknowledges AI assistance as the future reality of healthcare workplaces. Similar to their own experiences in the early 2000s switching to digital health records, they want their students prepared to thrive in this new technological landscape.
And if you told people in 2001 that everything was going to go electronic and you're going to scan all your meds.
A lot of people did quit at that time when things started becoming digital. They just quit. They're like, I'm not doing it.
Said Connor.
And regardless of what tools come out,
the
framework still works. Is this the right tool to do the right task at the right time with the right supervision, right?
Said Blomquist.
Well, we're trying to educate nurses for 5, 10 plus years from now, you know, to think through how you use this technology that doesn't exist today. So, and being prepared for that.
According to the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, the industry standards for educating nurses includes concepts of information and communication technology. Preparing student nurses to use large language models appropriately only enhances their workforce readiness, since healthcare facilities are steadily increasing the amount and types of AI in their workflows.
So if they're saying, hey, we're going to integrate this into your practice, I want the students to have some working knowledge of what it is. I think that's why having the tech and informatics course was important as we redid the curriculum, because we know these things are coming. We know they're already in the works. And to not have nurses at the table because a nurse is afraid of it or doesn't feel like they can contribute, we want our students to be able to contribute when they graduate in some way.
Ultimately, Boise State Nursing faculty want students to graduate as critical thinkers who are equipped to understand and evaluate the credibility of different types of AI.
So really preparing those nurses of the future is kind of our goal, and so we're with this helping hopefully other faculty members to see that maybe they can also incorporate it for their students.
Said Llewellyn. The team applied the delegation model in hopes of providing nurses with a familiar entry point to AI.
Using language and decision-making models that we are comfortable with as nurses, the hope will be that that gives a accessible point to begin having a conversation.
Said Blomquist.
I think that's the big goal. We need nurses to engage. I mean, you read what's going on in the industry right now. I keep seeing tools to help providers and provider this, provider that. I have yet to see much that's like, this is going to help the nurses or the nursing documentation, or we just need the nurses to get engaged. None of us are going to be computer scientists, but we should have some basic knowledge so that we can know how to engage, right?
To learn more about their published article, visit our website at boisestate.edu/nursing.